Today we have another parable about the kingdom of heaven. It's Matthew chapter 22. And the scripture says that our Lord addressed this parable primarily to the chief priests and elders of the people. And when we look at this parable, again, it's a very interesting parable, a very sobering parable. We see that Jesus describes the kingdom of heaven like a king who invited people to a wedding feast for his son. And we know that in those days, 2,000 years ago, whenever a king would do a feast, there was a few invitations. One was to notify people about the big feast, to invite the chosen ones to the big feast. But the second invitation would be to let them know everything was ready, and now it's time to come to the feast. And that's where we pick up the story here. These people had already been invited. They were the select ones. They were the chosen ones. They had been invited by the king. And now the feast was ready. And what kind of feast is it? Scripture says it was the banquet was ready. My calves and fatted cattle are killed. This was the food of the wealthy. This was going to be an incredible feast. The king had gone to great expense and great energy and detail to make an incredible banquet. Fatted cattle, calves, everything that you would want was ready for the feast. But it says they refused to come. They refused to show up. Well, the king was disturbed, and so he sent another group of his servants out to let the people know the feast is ready. And it said, some ignored the invitation, some walked away, some went to their farm, others went to their business. They were putting other things ahead of the banquet. They were putting material things ahead of the invitation of the king. And so then it says, even some of the people took hold of the servants, mistreated them, and even killed some of the servants. Of course, this is referring to the Old Testament prophets. The Old Testament prophets, Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel, had been God's servants, letting the chosen people, the Jewish people, know that the banquet was ready, but many of them refused to come to the banquet. In fact, some of the prophets were persecuted, some were killed for delivering the message. Well, it says the king was enraged, and he sent his troops and burned their city and destroyed their city. Now, some of the fathers of the church believe that this is what happened in 70 AD in the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD. Other fathers of the church see it referring to the end times, the second coming of Christ, when the good and the bad will be separated. Well, then you have the situation. The king again says to his servants, the feast is still ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Therefore, go out into the main roads, to the highways and the byways, and invite everyone to the feast. And so they did this. And it says they went through the streets and gathered everyone, the bad and the good, and the hall was filled with guests. And then the king comes into the banquet. The king always showed up late for a banquet. People would gather and have their drinks and get ready, and then the king would arrive formally. So now the king shows up. And he sees that the hall is filled, but he notices a man not wearing a wedding garment. In those days, the wedding garment would be provided at the door by the king. So this man had refused to put on the wedding garment. We don't know the reason, but he refused to do what had been prepared for him. And so the king says, how is it that you're not wearing the wedding garment? The man is reduced to silence. He doesn't respond. So the king has him cast out into the darkness. Well, how do we apply this parable? What do the fathers, or the doctors of the church say about this? Well, those who had been invited first, of course, were the chosen people, the Jewish people. They received the invitation first, and many of them did accept Christ. The 12 apostles, for example, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, they were followers that would accept the invitation to the banquet, but others did not. Others ignored John the Baptist, they ignored the prophets, they even ignored Christ. They were too busy with other things. Well, then, it says, then the invitation was extended to everyone, to the Gentiles, to the Greeks, to the Romans. Everybody then was invited to come to the wedding feast. So this parable is reminding us that salvation is offered to everyone, both the Jews and the Gentiles, the Greeks, the Romans. Everybody will be offered the invitation to follow Christ. Some will reject it. Some will just walk away and be busy with material things, their farm, their business. And others will even persecute the messengers, the prophets and John the Baptist, and even Christ himself. And then lastly, that those who have been invited, they still have to have their wedding garment. We have to put on our wedding garment. Even if we're invited to the banquet, we still need to be dressed in the wedding garment. It is sanctifying grace. It is charity. It is the gift of grace that comes to us in baptism. We need to be baptized. We need to be clothed in Christ in our baptismal garment. In other words, when we die, you have to be in the state of grace. That's the most important thing. It's not good enough to say, oh, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Christian. Well, that's not going to save a person. It's the state of their soul at the moment of their death. Yes, they might be a member of the church, but are they a living member of the church? Are they in God's grace? Are they wearing the wedding garment that was offered to them? Or have they been stubborn and have died in unrepentant mortal sin? And if they're not wearing their wedding garment of sanctifying grace at the moment of their death, then the king has no other choice but to cast them out into the darkness. It wasn't the king's fault. It was the individual's fault for refusing God's grace. God's grace is there. He gives everybody enough grace for salvation. If a person is not saved, it's through their own choice, through their own decisions, for them choosing in their stubbornness not to put on the wedding garment of sanctifying grace.